AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. The nation's longest living former president is in home hospice care. That announcement coming from Jimmy Carter's presidential library this afternoon.
A statement from the Carter Center says the former president has the full support of his family and his medical team as he spends his final days undergoing care at home. Jimmy Carter, who is 98 and is the oldest living president, has overcome serious health problems, including in 2015 when he was treated for melanoma that had spread to his brain. He defied the odds when he was pronounced cancer-free later that same year. The Carter Center announcement did not say whether the cancer has returned or what prompted the 39th president of the United States to decide to transition to hospice care. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
For the first time, the U.S. has officially accused Russia of crimes against humanity in Ukraine.
Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the Munich Security Conference.
Russian forces have pursued a widespread and systemic attack against a civilian population.
She said crimes against humanity have been committed in Ukraine by Russian forces.
Gruesome acts of murder, torture, and deportation.
Harris says they will be held accountable. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
At that same conference, this announcement from Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
DPRK once again launched a ballistic missile, this one apparently falling in the exclusive economic zone of Japan.
And the Japanese are furious with North Korea over that missile. Foreign Minister Yoshimasa Hayashi.
Such act is absolutely unacceptable. It is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions, and the international community must be united and take resolute response.
Japan's defense minister says the missile had a range of about 8,700 miles. Experts say enough to possibly reach the U.S. Syria's state-run media report Israeli airstrikes targeted a residential neighborhood in central Damascus early Sunday, local time. Loud explosions were heard over the capital after midnight. Police say there are casualties. South Florida firefighters are trying to put down the flames at a renewable energy plant in Doral near Miami. It's been on fire for almost a week, and Fire Chief Ray Judala says that fire is finally contained.
We have the fire basically smoldering in one final building. This is the trash pit located at the southeast area. It is one of the bigger buildings in the facility.
And officials have asked area residents to stay indoors and wear a mask. They're going outside just in case. In New Orleans, the drums are beating, the crews are marching or riding floats in the city's first full-fledged Mardi Gras celebration since before the pandemic. This is CBS News.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take a break. I just ain't got nothing to pull me through. And I've been jumping through these same damn hoops for days. It's no wonder my heart has been singing the blues. And I ain't don't need no one to save me, no. Now there ain't no words of wisdom to help me now.
Maybe no one really is the same about
turning cold and lost our home. Maybe I just need time and this will all be fine. Oh, but the devil always tells you that he's gonna be your best friend. And by the time that you wake up, your soul is already gone. And there's people always asking why you're feeling so down, but you tell them that it's nothing, that you're coming around. Oh, but you look into the mirror, you don't know that it's you. And it's no wonder your heart has been singing.
Would you hold me now? I feel your shadow. feel your shadow.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That is brand new music from Eddie Berth from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. A double dip of Eddie Berth there. That was Shadow. The first song was called Blues Beat. Now, Eddie Berth sent us some music at maxincradio.com.
You know how that happened, Jimmy?
Well, hold on. The album is titled The Traveling Tin Sandwich. And it's actually being released on February 24th. It's going to be available all over the streaming networks, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, etc. How did it happen, Rocker?
He got a hold of me. He wanted to play Atwood Fest. So I said, you know, wow, you're a local artist here in Wisconsin. Send us your music, too. So I heard about him through Atwood Fest booking.
Nice. I love the harmonica, man.
He's really good.
Yeah, he is. And I love his voice, too. We'll have to get him on the air here for a little chat and see what's what makes him tick, you know?
We're actually in the middle of scheduling him in the Devil's Lair, Jimmy.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that weird how that stuff happens?
It's crazy, man. Look at us. We're showing our poker hand tonight. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Terry Barr is off tonight. She's got the sniffles. Get well, Terry. Gosh, Garnet. Hate those sniffles. Thanks to Rob and Emily from Weikert Realty Lake Point for coming in. Really great to meet those guys, and I appreciate all they do to support the Atwood Avenue area, Rocker. If someone wanted you as a realtor, how do they do that?
They could just go to Weikert-LakePoint.com, you know, or just send me an email, rocker@rockerrealty.com. And, of course, I'm R-O-K-K-E-R. I'm pretty easy to find, Jimmy.
How would you, I mean, if you're going to sell or buy a house and if you need someone on your side, Rocker is like the perfect candidate. He's a rock and roll star. He has vodka and whiskey.
They make great sales gifts.
He can judge your neighbor like, you don't want to live in that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, geez, Jimmy.
I'm not saying that.
But we'll certainly represent you, and I love negotiating for people. That's one of my favorite parts.
You're very good at it. Something else you're very good at is telling us what's coming up in the next hours here on Max Inc. Radio.
Jimmy, we have Catherine Capolero. She's from VO5 and Loving Cup, which is a Rolling Stones tribute right here in Madison. She's going to be talking about Catherine's art, her paintings, and the showing that's coming up at Weikert Realty. Fall to Rise, Betty Rise, we're going to be interviewing her from the Red Rooster. They're playing there live tonight. And Devil's Lair, Paul Flipowitz, he's got a new album, and he's going to be playing live music right here for us in the Devil's Lair. Acoustic, Jimmy, you never get to see Paul acoustic, I'll tell you that. And then Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K and Rocker, 10 p.m. We're reunited in heaviness once again. And we have an interview with Eric LaBrosse of The Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios, plus Essential Last Crack.
All right, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PART. If you want to call us up, say hello, make a musical suggestion. We got some Sam Ness on the way. He's touring Europe right now. Maggie Shea is on the way. Jordan Story right now. Heavy looks. This is Gaslight on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. Wire, trapped in your undertow. How did I let you take control?
Jackie Ernst enjoying life out in Arizona, where she moved. This guy is touring Europe right now, Sam Ness. This song is called Press On from City Lights and Smoke on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I had a dream long ago in the desert shadowed lands. There I was told upon the mountain was everything I see, and the roads were there, but the path was up to me. Trembling hands wiped the sweat upon my brow. I'll never stop this journey with the truth that I know now. With this new day, I'll make my way. My eyes cast toward tomorrow, I'll press on, I'll press on, I'll press on. String around my neck. I keep at bay the thoughts that stray inside my head. Silver linings to the cracks inside my heart. Worth its weight in gold, I wish I'd seen it from the start. Trembling hands wipe the sweat upon my brow. Time when I know I have seen this light inside of me. This time I'm not letting go.
Inc. Radio, we are local music. Got Catherine Capilaro coming in from VO5 in just a few minutes. Right now, the brand new one from Jordan Story, We Got High, on Max Inc. Radio.
Explain the to lose, and we job making shoes. No risks, no more mistakes. At least now we can say that we got high, high. Yeah, we got.
That's the brand new one from Jordan Story. We Got High, 2022 single there from Jordan Story on Max Inc. Radio. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. They have live music and awesome food. Check out the menu and the whole calendar at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Kat Capilaro from VO5. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Wisconsin is chilly and the snow is deep. In the winter, we like to get a whole lot of sleep. But hold on, wait, what's knocking at the gate? Something is rotten in the Badger State.
Wisconsin, Wisconsin, W-I-N.
To the city.
Oh, and this time we're taking a stand. Fight to the end, Wisconsin.
Walker was elected by just 5 points. Now he's got the whole state at knife point. Workers' rights on the chopping block. The people say,
don't turn back the clock.
The Koch brothers, they want to own us. Those state utilities into the bonus. Scott Walker is bought and paid. This is how monopolies are made.
Tell about it, Wisconsin, Wisconsin. W-I-N.
To the city.
Oh, and this time we're taking a stand. Never give it in, Wisconsin.
Sound off the cities.
Water, Walker, Conowoc, Walker, Shawatoma, Wanakima, Menominee, Mazo, and Monona, Oshkosh, Wanako, Manitowoc, Kenosha, Managua, Wapaka, Pewaukee, Wauwatosa, Wanawaka, Conowoc, Walker, Shawatoma, Wanakima, Menominee, Mazo, and Monona, Oshkosh, Wanako, Manitowoc, Kenosha, Managua, Wapaka, Pewaukee, Wauwatosa.
No one's paying us, we're not busted. We just want a government we can't trust in. Unions make Wisconsin better. This revolution is fueled by cheddar. Fighting Bob the Violet fought for all our rights. He'd be proud as hell that we're seeing the light. When Walker tried to pass his poisonous bill, 14 Democrats took to the hill.
Wisconsin!
We'll bring the Green Bay Pack down. Push us around, you're gonna get a smackdown. You think that we're just gonna lay down and die? Screw us and we multiply.
Tunisia and Egypt.
Maybe you're meant for rain.
Ohio and
it's got to change. Tyrants around the world can take a hike.
This is what democracy looks like.
Maxinc Radio, we are local music. That's VO5 right there. And the Cheddar Revolution from the Songs of Uprising. That was released back in 2011 during the uprising. It's kind of like the start of everything from the... I don't know what I'm trying to say here, Rocker. Help me out, brother. let me say this. If you want to check out the show again, there's a replay tonight at midnight, tomorrow at 6 p.m. You can hear the whole thing in case you're tuning in late. Plus, you can get the archives at civicmedia.us on the Max Inc. radio page, Rocker.
Jimmy, our next guest is one of the founders of local tribute supergroups, VO5 and Loving Cup. Of course, VO5 tributes 70s disco, and Loving Cup is a Rolling Stones tribute, but vocalist, bandleader, and trumpeter Cat Capilano has started a new career in art, painting. This week, Cat's art will be featured at the Weikert Realty Lake Point Open House and Art Show on February 23rd. And here to tell us about art, disco, and stones this summer is Cat Capilaro from VO5 and Loving Cup. Cat, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Yay, Cat.
Yay, thank you, Rocker and Jimmy. It's great to be here.
I love the hat. In conjunction with the hair, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's a shame this is radio, because that would have been a beautiful picture.
Just picture a big, white, fluffy mushroom.
I mean, if it had legs, Jimmy would be asking it if it wanted a belly rub.
Right.
I know. I know.
I'm that way, you know.
Kat, let's talk music. VO5 brings out people by the thousands to disco dance in the streets at local music festivals, and the band is filled with local music scenesters. Tell us a little bit about VO5, and how did you bring disco back to life?
Well, bringing disco back to life was waiting to happen. I think that we just were in the right place at the right time with people who were really dedicated to just filling dance floors in Madison. So my lovely husband, Andrew Roan, always wanted to have a dance band. We had a band called the Merkins back in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, I remember
that. We did like funk and bluegrass. And my favorite things were always when we would do Dancing Queen and also just fill the dance floor with, you know, our kooky songs. So we, you know, we just kept looking around and playing with different people. And we did a lot of musical theater. We did a lot of other kinds of projects. And then Finally, Cherry Pop Burlesque was a burlesque troupe. I was a part of that. Andrew came in. Gail Campbell came in to drum for it. Finally, we had the right mix of people that were going to make the disco explosion happen. And
I like that. The disco explosion.
Exactly.
The invasion.
Yeah.
It has to be just powerful, though, to be on stage. You know, y'all are like a 7 or 9 piece band playing the disco, but with thousands, like at Atwood Fest, for example.
The energy.
The energy off the crowd just has to be amazing for VO5.
It is the closest that I have to a religious experience. I mean, it's like people are so happy when they're in their bodies, when they are loving each other, loving themselves, moving around however they feel like it. It's just, you know, it's like the epitome of what this community does and can do when everybody's on the same page. And also the antidote to all the negativity and crap that's out there. It's like, we are here to dance and make music and appreciate each other. And it's a beautiful thing. I believe in it.
It's one of my favorite nights of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
More recently, you've created the Rolling Stones tribute band, Loving Cup, with a different cast of characters. Tell us about your cup of love and what it's like to dance like Jagger
on stage. Oh, my goodness. Well, my cup runneth over. Our cup runneth over. last night, we were at the Red Rooster, and I'm still crowing about that one because that's a lovely little club, and
that place is awesome.
Our first time being there. So Loving Cup is my husband Andrew Rohn and Dr. Schrapp on saxophone, who's also with VO5, and then Joey Zarda and Jonathan Zaroff and Aaron Schultz. It's, you know, it's kind of a super group. We had Tony Castaneda on stage with us last night. And so we just love the Stones. And I'll just speak personally, VO5 brings me all sorts of joy on all sorts of levels. But getting to be Mick Jagger brings out a whole nother nasty, wonderful side of me that I get to express. And Andrew and I share the Jagger duties. So this is not, you know, this is the kind of thing where our marriage would be in peril if either one of us was Jagger. To keep the universe all in balance, we both have to, we kind of pick who's best for which song and, you know, and figure that out pretty organically. And we back each other up really nicely, too. We're great harmonizers. And the whole band is just all about not note-perfect recreations, but, like, really getting the precision and the spirit of the Stones into it. I mean, I'm never gonna sound exactly like Mick Jagger. I don't want to, but I want to bring that raw energy to it. And I feel like we're really doing that. And it's also a really joyful thing to do. We try to bring out a lot of deeper tracks and make sure that people are experiencing the Stones, not just the radio hits, but the, you know, those blues tracks and those country tunes and the stuff that people don't hear anymore because they're not listening to albums.
The Stones are definitely known for their B-sides. What's your favorite Stone song that you sing?
That I sing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think, well, it was the last one we did last night, so it's in my head, but Moonlight Mile is a masterpiece.
Can you a cappella the chorus? I'm going to put you on the spot here, Kat. Feel free to say no.
Jimmy, can you try for us?
Let's see.
I don't sing.
When the wind blows and the rain feels cold, with a head full of snow, with a head full of snow in the window, there's a face you know. Don't the nights pass slow? Don't the nights pass slow?
Yeah. Wow. Very nice. That's beautiful.
That's a cappella.
It's a little raggedy today.
I owe you a couple beers for that, Kat.
Kat, Loving Cup will be performing the Rolling Stones album Exile on Main Street on May 13th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. Tell us about this show. It's rescheduled 50th anniversary.
Yeah, 50th anniversary was last year. We didn't quite make it before the end of the year. We had a COVID cancellation. But that is a beautiful album, and I will fully confess that I was only familiar with about half of it. And Joey Zarda, our amazing guitarist, he is a savant when it comes to Stones music. Mm. He knows all those tunes and was just dying to do them. And so we did Sticky Fingers for the 50th anniversary, also at the High Noon. And then when this one came around, you know, he was basically like, that's a deal breaker if we don't do that 50th. So we started working on it, and it's really been a wonderful project to explore. There's some like very stripped down blues tunes in that one, and then there's whole gospel choirs. So we'll bring some extra singers on to make sure that we fill out the choir. And you know, it's an album that is definitely worthy of bringing back. And you know, I know people haven't seen these songs live, because the Stones probably don't even do these songs live anymore, many of them. So we did Casino Boogie last night. That's a real fun one.
Nice. Well, check that out. May 13th, High Noon Saloon. Let's talk art. When and how did you become a painter? And why now?
Well, I think that not only was I always a painter, but that a lot of us are and have unexpressed art talents that are just don't have an opportunity in our day-to-day lives to
Jimmy
come out.
Does finger paints.
Jimmy does finger paints. There's a lot of great finger painting out there. and Jimmy does dog art, right?
Yeah,
performance art.
I appreciate. I'm a performer of walking a dog and giving belly rubs. Yes.
Well, so am I, and my doggies inspire me all the time for painting and photographs. I photograph my dogs like as a halftime job, for no money. But anyway, here's what happened. The pandemic came. Did anyone remember that?
Yes.
And so what did I do? I was the arts editor at Isthmus, and I was performing in a band that brought thousands of people together for potentially super spreader events. So everything that I did needed to not happen for a while.
I hear you.
And so I went out into my backyard of this beautiful little house that Robbie Grether helped us buy.
Yeah.
And it's a tiny little house. It's our empty nest. And this house is on like a stone's throw from the railroad tracks and the beautiful little Starkweather Creek that suffers from PFAS pollution.
Oh yeah.
So right down there, there's this combination of kind of dead trees in front of this lush jungly area. And then there's the Starkweather. There's like turkeys that nest in those trees. There's coyotes that run around there. There's owls. And there's this little bend in the creek, like it's got ice on it. It's got reflections. It has like a lifetime of paintings.
Yeah.
Just that one bend in the river. And so I've probably done 50 paintings of that one bend in the river. You know,
I've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, I just keep coming back to it. And anytime, and this happens often, where I feel really unmoored and uncertain about what I'm doing as a painter, I just come back and say, okay, time to paint the Starkweather. Just paint the Starkweather again and get recentered. So, so if you come to see the show on Thursday, I hope you do. It's a great place. I'm really honored to show my stuff there. You'll see some Starkweather paintings. And then also just, I look at the sky, I look at the trees, I look at this beautiful world around us that is in lots of peril, and I feel better about it somehow, just being able to put paint to canvas and spend a moment with myself. It doesn't involve any collaboration. I don't have to have any conversation with anyone except my inner self to put it down there. And so I just keep painting as much as I can.
That's awesome. It's like the reverse of being on stage, but it's still the same energy almost, you know, with the painting, the inspirations you get to what to paint versus being on stage and getting that large roar.
It actually is a really kinesthetic thing for me. I move around, you know, I set up an easel and I'm, you know, I put on the radio, I dance around.
Max Inc. Radio, of course, right?
I put on Max Inc. Radio and I put on War. I like to hear something real going on and then move to it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is so true. Now, your art will be on display at the Weichert Late Point Open House and Art Show. What are you presenting at the gallery on February 23rd?
Well, there'll be Starkweather paintings. I'm actually still deciding, because what I have in my house is an absurd amount of paintings. I know they have a big wall, but not big enough for all of these. So I need to make some decisions. But basically, I want to try to create some sort of cohesive statement about our backyards, basically, so that, you know, it will focus on, it'll go further than my backyard, but it's gonna focus on that. And I have some brand new ones. Even if you've seen my work before, you haven't seen these. So excited to have a night painting, for example.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm gonna take over a whole room with Maximum Ink Art.
Awesome.
And I'm going to have almost every issue of Maximum Ink from the very beginning, 25 years, and you'll be able to like look through it and find old articles and ads, and it's just full of memories.
Oh, that's so great.
It's going to be so cool.
We're going to have a lot of fun at this art show. It's going on at 2045 Atwood Avenue at Weikert Lake Point. Down there on the east side. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be so much fun.
Refreshments, some munchies. And you can talk to us, hang out with me and Kat. And Rob and Emily.
More information is, of course, on the Weikert Lake Point Realtors website, weichert-lakepoint.com.
It's the place to be.
Kat, you're awesome. Thank you for everything you do, supporting local music, being awesome.
Appreciate you. I love the local. Thanks for what you do, guys. Keep on playing it.
Can we bust out some disco right now?
Yeah.
A little original VO5 dance originality on Max Inc. Radio.
All right.
Show me your dancer.
Max Inc. Radio, We Are Local Music from 2015. Dance originality from VO5. Thanks to Kat for stopping in tonight. Really appreciate it. Coming up, we got Fall to Rise coming up shortly after 8 o'clock. They're doing a sound check at 8 o'clock, so might be pushed back a little bit. Paul Flipowitz live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Right now is Rain Stern. I'm not them. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
I'd like to know, even if it tears me down, which way the wind blows from here. Time and again, you pushed me to the ledge, but I've held on in hope. And now I wonder why I've stayed so strong, seeing it now. Well, I don't know. With what I know now, oh yeah, would I do it again if I could just hit rewind? Oh, go ahead and ask again this time. I'll tell you what you seem to miss. All this while I was thinking of them, even though you've thought that it was a genuine kiss. Well,
local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
We've mentioned, inflation is going to be an issue. Let me ask you this. What would you like to see Donald Trump do if you were here? What did you suggest Biden do to address the inflationary pressures we're facing right now?
Well,
Well, I can't tell you that because that would be something you could counter and defeat Trump with or the Republican Party. So tell you.
You think Trump's taking strategy from you on talk radio, Lou?
I mean, you're no Kid Rock, Lou.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.